So we're going to continue a little bit on the bottom of Kuf Mem Dalid Amud Beis 144b in an effort to close out the daf, so we're able to Emir Tashem begin on Kuf Mem Hei tomorrow, which is a little bit of a longer daf. So we're picking up with Ravasi Amar. So it is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Ravasi Amar, Rabbi Asi Amar, Rabbi Asi. So remember again, we're trying to go ahead and reconcile the Braisa with the Mishnah. So Rabbi Asi, he says, "Lo kasha." It's not a contradiction. Kan bistam, kan bemefarish. So the Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about a case. Rabbi Asi says the Mishnah is talking about a case where the father sends the son to deliver the savlonos, to deliver the groom's gifts, without going ahead and specifically mentioning that it's on behalf of one particular son. Versus kan bemefarish. Here in the Braisa, it refers to a case where the father is specifying that the Sivlonos is Dafka from one son. So the idea is that if the father is identifying that the gift is Dafka from one son, that indicates that he wants the reciprocal gift to ultimately go to that one son. Masha'inkin, where he doesn't specify that the gift is from one son, then by definition when the Sivlonos come back, assuming the father has already died, so that gift goes into the general estate pot and is shared by all of the brothers. The Gemara says, "Kiditanya shalach lo aviv shoshvinos." Suppose I'm sorry, I said Savonos before shoshvinos, as we learned before in the Braisa. Shalach lo aviv shoshvinos. If his father sent him, the idea over here is the focus is on the lo. Kishi chozeres, chozeres lo. So the idea is that if the father went ahead and dafka sent the groom's gift, the Shoshvinus through one son Dafka, then that indicates again that he wants that gift to be Mesiaches, to be connected to that one son, and therefore when the gift is reciprocated, it comes back to that one son as well. Shalich, so the Gemara says, Kishi Choseres, Choseres Lo. And in that case, again, the gift comes back to that particular son. However, Shalach, Aviv, Shoshvinus, Stam, but if the father just Stam sent Shoshvinus, in other words, he just chose any one of his sons to be the delivery boy, but he did not specifically attribute or connect the gift to any one of his sons over the other, then the halacha is kishi chozeres chozeres lanso. When it ultimately is returned back, meaning when the gift is reciprocated, then ultimately again it becomes part of the general. It becomes part of the general estate. Shmuel has a different approach. Shmuel Omer, hacha biyava maskinon shenoto b'raikim mochsak. So the Gemara says over something very interesting that over here we're talking about a case ultimately of a yavam. And a Yavam does not go ahead and acquire. We know this, we'll say in general, that a Yavam, when he goes ahead and marries his brother's widow, he inherits the brother's estate, but he only goes ahead and takes that which is Muchsak, that which the brother owns at the time of his death, not anything that's Ro'i, not anything that's Ro'i. So if you look at the Rashbam says about 6-7 lines there from the bottom, Shmuel Lomar, the Olim Kitikvani Braisa, So Shmuel is not arguing on the interpretation of the Braisa. The interpretation of the Braisa is the same, namely, that when the father Dafka sends the gift through one of his sons, he means for the reciprocal gift to come back to that son. And when the Mishnah says, however, that if there's a reciprocal gift, it falls into the general inheritance pot, it doesn't go to one son. Hani mili shemes haben shenishtalcha shoshvinos al yado. The case over here is talking about a situation where the son, who was the agent for the father to deliver the shoshvinos, died. Verota yalachzor lo ela shemes viavam echa mina achemes ishto. So amazing of what happened over here. The son who delivered this sivlonos died. And therefore, again, his brother marries his widow. When that Sivlonos ultimately comes back to the estate, so that Sivlonos ultimately, again, goes into the general pot of inheritance, is not attributed ultimately, again, to the deceased brother. Therefore, the Yavam does not get control over it. Why? Because the Yavam only inherits that which his brother owned at the time of his brother's death. But the Yavam does not gain title to that which the brother ultimately will become entitled to. So the Gemara says, one second, Nechlal, the Idach Meshalim. So the Gemara says, now this whole approach presupposes that, imagine the following situation. Reuven gave Shoshvinus to Shimon. Right? Shimon was getting married, Reuven gave a gift, and Reuven was acting on behalf of his father. Now what happens? Shimon gets married, Mazel Tov. Reuven dies. So the Gemara says, is there a din that Shimon has to somehow reciprocate for what? For the yibum that occurs? In other words, what's the havamina that there's another gift coming back? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is assuming over here, the Rashbam points this out, that if the original shaliach for the shoshinus, in other words, the first person who gave the gift to his friend who is getting married, if that agent, that person, we'll call him Reuven in this case, Reuven is delivering the shoshinus to Shimon, and Reuven dies, that Shimon would be obligated somehow to go ahead and give back shoshinus. In other words, doesn't make sense. Let me take a step back. What the Gemara's, the havamina that the Gemara's entertaining, or the question the Gemara's asking is like this. We're now setting this up as the following case. Reuven has a friend, Shimon, who's getting married. So Reuven's father, we'll call him Yaakov, sends a shoshvinos gift with Reuven to Shimon. So in a normal circumstance, Reuven gave Shimon the gift. Then if Reuven were to go ahead and get married, Shimon would reciprocate that gift and give that back to Reuven. And again, based on the fact that the father was Dafka Makbid to send it with Reuven, the gift would come back to Reuven. Shmuel is now setting up the case where after Reuven gave the gift to Shimon, so what happened? So Reuven died. Reuven died, and let's say now again, Reuven has another brother, we'll call him Levi. Levi married Reuven's widow. So the Gemara says that Shimon has to reciprocate the gift that was given to him. And therefore, again, the Braisa is teaching me that when he reciprocates the gift, the Mishnah is teaching that when Shimon reciprocates the gift, it ultimately goes back into the general inheritance pot. But asking about, I don't understand, if Reuven's dead, why would Shimon have an obligation to go and reciprocate the gift? Lema, let Shimon, the chassan, say, Tenu li shoshvini ve'esmach imo. If Reuven was alive and he was getting married, then of course I would go ahead and give him a gift. But he's not alive, so why would I go ahead and give him anything? In other words, why would I return something to the estate? Ultimately, again, if Reuven, the person who gave me the gift, is no longer alive, Milo Tanya, did we not learn? Obviously, we'll see this much more in tomorrow's daf. Milo Tanya, Mokom Shina Gula Hachzer Kiddushin Machzirin. So remember again, we'll discuss this more tomorrow, than a situation, let's say again, where the marriage is not going to go through. Now, we'll discuss tomorrow why exactly the marriage is not going to go through, whether it's because the husband decides to divorce his wife after Kiddushin, before Nisuin, or he dies, or she dies. But the point is, in a situation where Kiddushin was done, but Nisuin is not going to take place, if the Minag HaMakom is to return the Kesef Kiddushin, return the Kesef Kiddushin, Makom Shnagu Shol HaHachzer Emachzirin, and if you live in a place where the Minag is not to return the Kesef Kiddushin, you don't have to return the Kesef Kiddushin. V'amar Av Yosef Bar Abba, Amar Ma'okva, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ela Shemei Sehi. When is this whole discussion about returning the Kesef Kiddushin? That's when she dies. So if she dies, it's a Shaila, depending on the Minag HaMakom, if her Yarshim, if her inheritors have to return the Kesef Kiddushin to the husband. However, but if the husband died, man died, and therefore again, because he died, therefore Nisuin is not going to take place, she doesn't have to return the money. My time, why not? Because she could very easily say, listen, I am happy to get married. I'm ready to get married. Give me my husband and I'll get married. In other words, what she's claiming is, I'm not giving back the Kesef Kiddushin because I didn't cancel this arrangement. This is not stopping because of me. This is stopping because of circumstances beyond my control. If it were up to me, I would carry through on the marriage right now. Hachanami, why don't we see the same thing over here, we'll say, where the friend Reuven died, right? Where friend Reuven died, Shimon did not yet have a chance to go ahead and reciprocate this Shoshvinus. So why can't Shimon say, listen, I'm not giving anything back to the estate, I'll give to Reuven, right? If Reuven was still alive, I'd give it to him. Reuven's not alive anymore. I'm not giving anything. To which the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yosef Hachama Askinon." What's the case over here? Kigon Shesamach Imo Zayin Mishta. But say the case over here is where Shimon Reuven got married, and Shimon did in fact go ahead and celebrate with him for Sheva Brachas. Below Hispik Leforo Ad Sheves, and he did not give it the opportunity to give Reuven his reciprocal Shoshvinus before Reuven died. So in a case like that, the Gemara says that Halacha Lamaisa, Shimon is obligated to give the Shoshvinus, and the Shoshvinus ultimately goes into the general pot of the Yarshim. But so we'll stop over here. We're going to pick up tomorrow, Mir Tzashem, really building on the case of Kiddushin, trying to figure out under what circumstances, if for some reason Kiddushin begins, but the Nisuin doesn't materialize, under what circumstances is a woman obligated to go ahead and return the Kesef Kiddushin, and under what circumstances would she be permitted to ultimately keep that Kesef Kiddushin. So we will stop over here, and Meretz Hashem will begin tomorrow 2-4. 4 lines down from the top on Kuf Mefi Amar Aleph. Have a wonderful rest of the day.